Hi, I'm Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology of April 1st through 7th, 2024. We are officially in April. How are we? The time is just flying, but if you've been paying attention to your astrology, you may know that April is one of the key months of 2024. Why? Because we have a solar eclipse on April 8th. This is the very solar eclipse that's visible in a lot of the United States. And it's really one of the marquee events for 2024. And as I've been talking, perhaps a little bit ad nauseum at this point, is that eclipses, they really mark the time and they mark the hour of our lives. They act as transition points. They bring us into new chapters. They can mark personal achievements. One of my stock examples this eclipse season is Robert Downey Jr. because he got the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, and his birthday is April 4th. The eclipse is April 8th. That is very close. But eclipses can also bring in other events that can turn our lives in a new direction. Sometimes, in the case of another stock example I've been using this eclipse season, the Prime Minister of Ireland stepped down rather suddenly, probably not suddenly to him, but at least he announced it right after the sun went into Aries. So it was really bringing us into this eclipse season. It doesn't mean that you see something similar in your life. It's going to be different for everybody. However, if you are an Aries, if you are, I was going to say a Pisces, but maybe that's true too. If you're an Aries or you're a Libra, you are really in the midst of some dynamic astrology. So the work for you to do is to figure out, where is this showing up in your life? Where is the narrative thread? And because that we had eclipses in Aries and Libra in 2023, namely April 2023 and October 2023, that these whatever's happening is part of a greater story. So before I get to further in, just want to reintroduce myself. My name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to talk about the astrology, to talk about eclipses, to talk about sometimes the random things that I notice about the astrology. And you hear me say it every week, the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. So how do we show up for eclipse season? Because the thing about eclipses is that we can't control them. They really mark time. They mark the transition. I know I said this. That said, in my newsletter, I read a newsletter that goes out every Monday morning. You can sign up for it in the show notes. Something that I personally shared is that my IC, and maybe it's a little bit technical for those that don't know, sort of the ins and outs of astrology, but there are four angles in anybody's astrology chart. They symbolically represent the four directions of your life. There is a direction for career. There's a direction for relationship. There's even a direction for home and family. And my IC is at 16 Aries. So definitely in the mix, one of my four angles is in the mix with this eclipse. I'm going to move. I'm going to move in June. So that a move is not for two or so months away, but I know as an astrologer, not that I plan it this way, it just happens to line up this way. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, here's my eclipse. Of course it can be other things, but I'm not worried. Just sort of living life, knowing that there are eclipses happening. So I hopefully want you to do the same. And I know that eclipses sometimes can bring up a lot of, oh my God, what's going to happen? It's not what I want you to do, but of course it's your choice. It's just to sort of go with the flow. That's always one of my, at least my core philosophies when it comes to astrology. It doesn't mean that we don't participate, but it's to just allow it to reveal itself, allow it to inform, allow it to show us the bigger picture of our lives. And because I am a big picture astrologer, to see all these different connecting moments. So if you're watching live, how are you doing? How are you feeling eclipse season? Are you an Aries? Are you a Libra? If you're an Aries, happy birthday. Do you have major planets or angles in Aries or Libra? Maybe you're like, I don't know, Katie. Well, this is sometimes where having the benefit of knowing your personal astrology can give you a little bit more information. So now that we're in April, April's not just a month with a solar eclipse. We've got a couple of other major things, and these are things that I'll unpack more when we get closer, and at the risk of sounding very technical. We've got the Mars-Saturn conjunction this month on April 14th. We have the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction on April 20th. And then Mars is going to go into Aries, and that's going to be very interesting on April 30th, and it's going to bring us into May. I know you're like, but it's April, Katie. Like, I know, but in May, we have the energies of the eclipses getting activated by Mars and Aries, but we're not there yet. So all I know as an astrologer that April is a key month this year. Maybe for some of you, April is a key month as well. Just stay grounded, do what you're doing, showing up, you're being here, asking questions. That's what I'm here for. I did do a webinar last week. Gosh, was it last week? Jeez. I did a webinar on the 21st. No, it was last week. Oh God, I lost track of time. On the 21st of May, it was 2.5 hours. It gets really into the deep dive about eclipses, how I am a nerd for eclipses. I think I probably have since the early days of my astrology career. And because it's like when I sit down with a client or I look at somebody's astrology, the eclipses are really telling me where a lot of the action is happening. And I was using some kind of celebrity examples, and I even mentioned Kate Middleton, not to kind of get into her own personal medical issues, of course, but she had major planets at the same degree of the eclipse in October, and then had the surgery in January. Maybe you've been hearing me saying, well, January is a key month because it's the midpoint of the eclipses, and then everything came out around her health just right after the sun going into Aries. So that's another example. Also another example, though this is a little bit on the calamitous side, say I'm from Maryland. I don't know if you all know that. And you woke up, I think it was Tuesday morning, I can't remember, and the accident, not just a, just a little accident, it's a huge catastrophe in Baltimore. You're not that, I'm from Maryland, it's not a big state. But that bridge was opened. The bridge was having a birthday. It was opened on something like the 23rd of March, 1977. So the eclipse was on the bridge's birthday, and it was right after the eclipse that the accident happened. That's maybe a little bit of a calamitous example. Don't want to use that necessarily as the banner for eclipses, but we can show that they're these very powerful events, at least astrologically. But you know, the reason why I was using Robert Downey Jr. a lot is because it can also show us where new things are coming into our life, where is a dynamic time, especially if your birthday is on April 4th, April 5th, April 6th, April 7th, April 8th, April 9th. And if you are, happy birthday. It is going to be a powerful new year for you. So yes, feeling a little nervous. Life is gonna life. I hear you. I guess we all have to, I'm only speaking for myself. Like I said, I'm just like, all right, it's eclipses. And I felt that way even when we were having eclipses in Scorpio. Although, to be honest, as a Scorpio, I'm super over eclipses in my sign. But that said, yeah, how are you doing? April, again, going to be a major month. So we will have a lot to talk about this month. And as we start the week, it's not just the start of April. We are 1 week away from a solar eclipse. I know I've said this in previous videos, but eclipses, they have this really interesting and kind of spooky ability to show up before the eclipse. It is possible that we saw the eclipse in January. It's possible that we saw the eclipse last month. It is possible that we are seeing the eclipse this week because we have the sun meet up with the north node this week. It's a little bit of a precursor. This is going to be on April 5th. We also have Venus going into Aries this week. So we see a lot of the movement as we prepare for a new chapter of time. And eclipses, they're not just these solitary events. They open these 6-month containers of time. So we are now closing out a particular chapter that opened with October 14th. And that's where we had the solar eclipse in Libra. So it was very much over the last 6 months, it was about relationships. Relationships come in a lot of different forms. It's our relationship with one another. It's how we interact, negotiate, compromise, find commonality, find peace. Aries, the other side of the coin. So over the next 6 months, we have this major prism in which we are collectively and personally living the astrology. And it's saying that we need to learn about leadership, action, standing on our own 2 feet, going after what we want, renewal, new beginnings. But as you probably have heard me say, maybe last week, maybe in some of my online updates, we have a lot of planets in Pisces right now. I think it's five at the moment. That is an unusual amount of planets in a sign. This is what we call in astrology a stellium, but it's an interesting interplay between a sign, Aries, which is at the beginning of the zodiac. It's about new beginnings, taking action. But on the other end of the zodiac is Pisces. It's the last sign of the zodiac. It is the omega to Aries' alpha. They are two worlds side by side, but in a way are very different. Pisces is the liminal, it's the dreams, it's intuition, it's like feeling that you're not on the physical plane anymore. It's very spiritual. And when we are in Pisces, we are awaiting something. Whether we are waiting for the dawn, awaiting for the new day, waiting to wake up. So it's to really see how these two archetypes are very present in our lives, personally, collectively, over the next 6 months. Mercury actually turns retrograde today. And I'm just saying this mostly, I mean, you know, probably know at this point, I'm not a Mercury retrograde freaker outer. But Mercury retrograde, and I'm seeing this at least on Instagram, there was a lot of angst about Mercury turning retrograde during eclipse season. And I'm like, actually, I think this is a good thing. Hear me out. So Mercury, well, all planets turn retrograde. I know you've heard me say that. This is our time to remind everybody that all planets turn retrograde except for the Sun and the Moon. The Sun and the Moon, they are these root energies. They are the natural yang and yin of life. And then every planet perceives to turn retrograde because we have the sort of the natural in, the natural out, the natural active, the natural receptive. Mercury is famous for turning retrograde because it does it the most. It does it every 3 months. So we last, I think, had a retrograde in December, for example. So here we are at our natural inflection point, and it says Mercury turning retrograde says it's time to go inward. It's time to reflect, it's time to see things from a different perspective. It's time to consult our intuition, for example. Mercury in Aries, just at least out of the box, is very, you know, hot, fast, quick, it thinks quick, it acts quick. It's a little bit impatient. It's great with sort of coming up with solutions and taking the lead and maybe being motivational and inspirational as well. But it can, you know, kind of that classic shoot first, ask questions later. We need Mercury, especially with the eclipse energy, to help us to think before we act, to ask the questions that we need to act. And I think in a way it pumps the brakes on a lot of hot and fast energy in April. So I think Mercury turning retrograde is a good thing. Maybe disagree with me, that's okay, we can still be friends. But it's sort of the reminder that we can't always go out. Everything in its balance, we also need to go in. And it's to maybe reframe a little bit what your relationship is with Mercury retrograde in case it's a little bit of a, oh my God, Mercury's retrograde too. It's okay. Mercury turns retrograde every 3 months for 3 to 4 weeks at a time. And if you put in the pre-shadow and the post-shadow period, you have a lot of days of the year, you know, blanked out or blacked out. So it's just to go with the flow. There's my philosophy again. Before we get into the astrology of the week, it's just completely unrelated. I put a post on Friday on Instagram on my stories because, Beyonce, she released an album, a country album. And I was like, wait, she's going through her Uranus opposition. And I mentioned that and I got a lot of like, what's the Uranus opposition? Like I said, completely unrelated to eclipses, but the Uranus opposition, second to the Saturn return of age 28, 29, and 30, is one of the major passages, astrological passages, that we all go through, should you be blessed enough to live that long. The Uranus opposition is typically 42, 43, 44. It's part of a period that is about roughly age 40 to 45, that is a dynamic period of reinvention and transformation. That's not to say that that's the case for every last person on this planet, but when people do very interesting things around 42, 43, 44, me as an astrologer, I pay attention. So I'm on the other side of the Uranus opposition by a year or so, and maybe this is I just need to do a webinar on Uranus and the Uranus opposition, but if you are 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, it is a very dynamic period in your life. But that said, let's look at the astrology of this week, April 1st through 7th, 2024. So Monday, April 1st, we have Mercury turning retrograde. It's probably turning retrograde as I speak. It's turning retrograde at 27 degrees of Aries. That's just a position in the sign where we know we can find Mercury at the moment, and it will be retrograde, I think, until the 25th of April. Mercury, again, as I was saying in the introduction, turning retrograde, it pumps the brakes a little bit. It is a, let's say, an ask for cooler heads, so cooler heads prevail. It is to say, don't be so impatient, don't rush forward, take time to sit and reflect. Sometimes that knee-jerk reaction is an instinct, it's not true intuition. With so many planets in Pisces right now, speaking of intuition, we need to learn to feel and to listen to ourselves. And that can only happen when we are in a very still and quiet space. Whether you spend time alone, whether you go for a walk in the woods, whether you turn the lights down low and you light a candle and turn on some meditation music, whatever works for you. But the thing is, we live in a world where our mental minds are very much in the way. Of course, we need to think, we need to rationalize, we need to pay our bills, we need to go to work, all these important things, but the answer is not all in our minds. Our minds are very powerful, we can be very smart, but we can often not listen to our highest guidance, or we become very disconnected from our inner truth and our inner sort of compass, so to speak. So maybe we use this Mercury retrograde, maybe we even use this eclipse season to get back in touch with that inner compass point, for example. Then we get to Tuesday and we reach the last quarter moon of the lunar cycle, the same lunar cycle that began on March 10th with a Pisces new moon, and it's a wrapping up period. It's also the last quarter moon before a solar eclipse. Just pay attention on Tuesday. It's not to expect, it's not to project. It's just like, okay, is there any sort of clues about what this eclipse period could be about? Then we get to Wednesday and Venus and Pisces. So Venus is starting to leave Pisces, but before it can, it makes something called a conjunction to Neptune. Neptune is one of the current five planets in Pisces, although Neptune has been in Pisces since 2011 and 2012. Yes, you heard me correctly. Neptune spends 14 years in a zodiac sign. That will start to change next year. That said, Venus is what we love. It's what we value. It's a relationship planet. It's about connection and socialization. And Venus meeting up with Neptune, which is an evolutionary planet, says that something about how we love, what we value, needs to grow, needs to evolve. Neptune is a planet of transcendence. We need to transcend a story. Even if it's our own personal suffering, a story about relationships, a story about self-worth and value, Neptune can give the energy, or at least provide the energy to, I don't want to say erase the past, but to, in a way, to lessen it. It's no longer present with us. Neptune also talks about spiritual work. And so maybe on some level, it is a spiritual work to look at what we love, look at what we value. But actually, I love Venus in Pisces. Venus is in the sign of its exaltation, which means in English is that if Venus is what we love and what we value, in Pisces, we can open our hearts. We can love with all of ourselves, with all of our heart and our soul. It's a very spiritual place. It's a very unconditional love-like space for Venus to be. Venus in Pisces, it sets a high bar for all of us. It invites us to love that big. Of course, it's to completely stay grounded. But there's such a beauty, a romance of life. There's some art in Venus in Pisces as well. So as we are in this time of transition with a lot of changes happening in the astrology, maybe we need a little bit of magic of Venus and Pisces conjunct Neptune. So bring that magic in, bring art, bring music, bring a sense of unconditional love, and maybe look at past relationships from a very different lens. Then we get into Thursday, April 4th, and the Sun, the Aries Sun, meets up with the North Node of the Moon. You may be thinking, what is the North Node of the Moon? Well, very, very succinctly, there are these two points in the sky. They're always moving. But they're mathematical points. And these tell us where we can expect an eclipse to happen. They are very magnetic, at least astrologically. The nodes are like compass points in the sky. You were born with the lunar nodes in two signs of the zodiac, and wherever that north node is in your own astrology is like a true north for you as well. Sun conjunct north node, it's like these two, it's like a door, it's a portal opening, it's like a door, it's like a punctuation in time. It's a very magnetic energy. People are coming in, there's an element of fate, people are leaving our lives, it's to be determined. In a way, it is a precursor to the April 8th solar eclipse, for example. So again, it's another day. It's another link in the chain to really pay attention to what's happening. What's the story? What are the conversations that we're having? How are we anticipating the rest of April? What's our plans for the future? Because Aries is the energy of new beginnings and renewal, for example. Speaking of Aries, Venus gets into Aries on April 5th. So Venus, it's been, in Pisces for a little bit, along with all the other planets, but Venus is something called a personal planet. So now that we have the Sun, we have Mercury, although retrograde, Venus in Pisces starting on the 5th gives us this sort of breath of fresh air, a push into a new chapter. We will talk more about this next week, but it's going to be a change in the tone, especially because, and this is a little bit of a technical point, Venus rules the south node of the Moon. Rulerships, very succinctly, each sign of the zodiac has a boss. So Venus is the boss of Libra and Taurus. How is that possible? That's a whole other conversation. I don't make the rules, but Venus is the boss of Libra. I mentioned Libra in particular because that's where the south node of the Moon is. That's where we had the Libra lunar eclipse back on March 25th. So it's to see, especially if you have major planets or points around 5 degrees of Libra, Aries, and even Capricorn and Cancer, how does the story change? How do you see that eclipse energy come into your life? Where is the new beginning? In some cases, where is the ending? But this is going to start to speed things up, especially because we've had that really heavy Pisces energy going on. So that's your look at the astrology of this week, all in advance of a very powerful Aries new moon, a solar eclipse on April 8th. So let's look through at each of the 12 zodiac signs. You can also listen for your rising sign, for example. And let's start with Aries. Aries, so big time for you. It's for, and this is the thing, it's, of course, there's so many Aries on the planet. You're all different people and you're living different stories, but it's for you to see what is the major narrative that is happening in your life with these eclipses. On one hand, it is a dynamic time to be you, especially if your birthday is on the 8th or 7th, or even earlier in April. You know, we can have like, you know, 5 or 6 day orb on either side. But it's to see like, where is the new beginning coming in to your life? It's a little bit of an interesting time to be in Aries, because the irony, as much as it is about new beginnings, it's also a time where there's a lot of energy in Pisces. It's like you got 1 foot in a new life, 1 foot in an old life, for example. Pisces energy, for some, it's a need to get spiritual, existential, to really nourish something very deep. For other Aries, in order to move forward, you need to let something go, for example. That said, and we'll talk more about this next week, the April 8th solar eclipse is a major new beginning in your life. Maybe see how that new beginning takes action, moves forward, comes more into fruition when Mars goes into Aries at the end of April. That said, this is all playing off of the lunar eclipse that we had last week. This was the one that was last week, I can't remember. This was the lunar eclipse that was in Pisces, not Pisces, lunar eclipse that was in Libra, your relationship sign. See what's going on with relationships, especially once Venus gets into Aries on April 5th. But that said, find the thread. Find the thread of what's happening. Sit with the Pisces energy. Give yourself some quiet time. Aries is not always known for being patient. It wants to lead. It wants to move forward. It wants to have been done with this yesterday. But there's something about this Pisces energy that's saying slow down. Listen. Not just go by gut instinct. Really, truly listen to yourself and to see what maybe you're missing, for example. Taurus. So Venus is your planet. So it's wrapping up its time in Pisces this week. This brings you to almost the end of your personal zodiac. So for Taurus, Taurus is a starting point. The sun goes into Taurus on April 20th, and it's the start of your birthday season. When things are in Aries, they are right before the start of something. So Aries, ironically, because it is a sign that talks about new beginnings, there's a lot of focus on endings. It's for you to see how this shows up in your life right now. But with Venus going to Aries later this week on April 5th, you sort of go into this period that's going to take you over the next 4 weeks where you need to go inward. This is the time that happens right before your birthday season. It just so happens that it coincides with an eclipse. The eclipse next week, we'll talk more about this next week, but perhaps you're feeling it already, is a major sort of chapter that will unfold over the next 6 to 12 months to talk about endings or need to release, let go, a need to prepare for something new. For some, it puts the emphasis on spirituality and relationships, and the narrative will likely begin to change when your planet Venus joins Aries on the 4th. But that said, you know, Mercury turning retrograde, Mercury with the sun in Aries and then later Venus in Aries, I think there's something that needs to happen during this eclipse season and even Mercury retrograde season where you need to either go back to something in the past, you need to listen more to your intuition, you need to cultivate some what I like to call sacred alone time, you need to recuperate, you need to rest. Maybe there's an emphasis on spiritual health, certainly with the lunar eclipse on the 25th, it's an emphasis on physical health, but it's for you to find the narrative in your life, for example. Gemini. Gemini, Mercury is your planet. It just turned retrograde. So don't worry. This happens every 3 months. So this is like clockwork in the sense that this is the time over the next 3 to 4 weeks where you need to go within. Aries for you is something called your 11th sign. The 11th sign, it can be friends, community, your social network, your groups. It can also be social issues, social causes, social themes, getting really interested in themes around justice and fairness and equity. It can also be humanity, the collective, finding your place in the world. For some, it's looking towards the future, trying to vision something for the next big chapter of your life when the sun goes into your sign. Mercury turning retrograde, either you need to go back to something in regards to friendship, you need to tend to something in a group environment, so maybe you missed something, because sometimes Mercury can move very quick. Maybe you need to rethink your future. Maybe you thought going this direction was good for you, but now you're not so sure. It's not to say that the other direction was wrong. Maybe you end up going that direction, but don't miss a necessary process of really reflecting and weighing your options. Mercury retrograde, it's a yin energy. Yin energy evokes the past, it evokes retracing your steps, it's more intuitive, it's more internal, it's more spiritual and that sort of spirituality. And so it's to see how this thread comes into your life. Whatever is happening is directly connected to that solar eclipse next week. New futures, new friendships, new groups in your life. It's a need to really move ahead towards something. But then again, ironically, retracing your steps. Cancer. Cancer, the moon is your planet, and this week it's going from Capricorn, Aquarius, then Pisces, all in advance of a pretty big deal solar eclipse next week. Aries for you is actually a major sign in your astrology. I know that we've been talking about this, but Aries is a career sign. So having an eclipse on April 8th in your career sign that says maybe something over the next 4 weeks, something over the next 6 months, because solar eclipses open a 6 month chapter, talks about a new beginning in your professional life. Whether it's literally your professional life, or it's your sort of public life, or the role that you play in the world, or your sense of duty and responsibility, and or the direction that you take your life in. So that's a pretty powerful solar eclipse, but in the interim, we start the week off with the moon in Capricorn, which is a relationship sign. Then it goes into Aquarius midweek, and then it starts to activate a lot of deep emotions. So it's really to listen to yourself with whatever fears or anxieties or concerns, not that you have anything to fear, but we're humans, about what's going to come up with this next eclipse season. And then we get a bit philosophical with the moon in Pisces, and that will be the weekend for you. That's like, where am I going? What am I doing? Why am I here? What do I believe in? What do I stand for? For example, Aries, again, career sign. Sometimes it's possible that you've already seen the eclipse. That's the funny thing about eclipses, is that sometimes we can see it before the eclipse. Maybe we need to see, or you need to see, what's going on in May when Mars gets into the eclipse season. So if you are thinking, I really want a new beginning in my professional life, I need to really revitalize it, bring in something that's going to really take me in a new direction, well, maybe this eclipse is just to be present with it, to just kind of create some intentions and to plant some seeds, as much as anybody can do. Maybe you need to make a dynamic change, and that's for you to see, especially when Mars gets to Saturn on April 14th, maybe you need to make sure your professional life is in alignment with your philosophical values and your sense of alignment in the world. Leo, so a lot of fire energy and you are a fire sign. So this is the thing. Aries is something called your ninth sign. And the ninth sign in astrology, it's not a tangible sign because it really talks about belief and truth and meaning and philosophy. What do we believe in? What do we stand for? These things are actually very subjective. Sorry, I'm turning down the brightness on this because lights are going to change. These things are very subjective. You know, you have your own beliefs. You have your own sense of compass and direction in the world. Maybe that's not even something that you've thought of. Maybe you need to really sit with the things that feel like that are more in alignment for you. Maybe you've never questioned, question your sort of existential values or even sought a sense of mission and purpose in the world. I realize these things are not tangible and maybe they even seem vague, but that's the thing about the ninth is that it really wants to inspire us and motivate us to see the world. Whether that literally means hopping on a plane and going to another place in the world, or to see the world in a more worldly sense, like you go to school, go to education, higher education, college, university. Maybe it's philosophical, you're reading books, you're trying to really feel like, what is the framework that I want to align my life with? Maybe it's metaphoric. You need to open up your eyes to something. Again, it's the thing about fire energy. It's meant to reveal. It's like, where is the revelation at this time in your life? There's a lot of stuff going on in Pisces at the moment. It just so happens, and I think I spoke about this last week, is that Pisces is something called your eighth sign. Eighth sign is very emotional. It's very doing the inner work. It's starting to get into big psychological or even existential questions. And maybe there's a lot of soul searching or inner searching that's happening at the moment. Maybe you're revealing something. I mean, that's the thing. The eighth fuels the ninth. The eighth sign fuels the ninth sign. It's a little bit of a technical point, but it's for you to understand that the fruit of a lot of the inner soul searching and a lot of the inner work will open up your eyes to something that maybe will send you in a different direction. And like I said, whether that's literal, metaphoric, but in a way the ninth fuels the tenth, career, or even the direction that you take your life in. And so the course corrections that are happening right now may actually send the bigger part of your life in a new direction going forward. Virgo. Virgo, so Mercury is your planet. It just turned retrograde. So it's going to be retrograde for, I think, about 3 to 4 weeks. That's completely normal. What's going to be interesting about this retrograde period is that it's turning retrograde in something called your eighth. I believe we talked about this last week, but this is the crash course. In your astrology, there are 12 symbolic spaces. You're like, what, 12 spaces? I thought I was like one sun sign. Like, no, there are 12 symbolic spaces. There's a space for career. There's a space for relationship. There's a space for the eighth. The eighth is the space that represents the part of life where we have to face ourselves. We have to do the inner work. And you're like, pass. But that's the thing. And astrology just shows us what time it is. And it's like the hands on the clock are pointing towards the eighth. This is all in advance of a solar eclipse on April 8th, also in the 8th. Maybe to use this week to do a little bit of internal barometer, like an internal, try and do a measure of where you're at. Are you good? Are you grounded? Do you feel like there's a part of you that you've really worked on, or have you been really pushing a lot of the deeper emotional material over here? I'll deal with this later. But that's the thing about eclipses or even major transits is that we'll say that now is the time. For some Virgos, it's a very emotional time, I have to say. For some Virgos, it is a re-examination of what it means to be in control. What is your relationship with power, Virgo? And my joke about a Virgo is that you're like a secret Scorpio. You want to be in charge of everything. Sorry, hopefully that landed. But anyway, The eighth is also a space where we have to sort of be human, and we realize that we can't be in control of everything. Maybe we can be in control of the parts of ourselves that we need to change. We need to reform. We need to transform. And that's the thing about the eighth. And so it's also a space, a transformation. It's also a financial space. And for some Virgos, there is a big financial overlay to the narrative right now, whether it's your money, your assets, your finance, whether it's something that you share with a partner, whether you're doing planning for the future, you're trying to create more material stability and security. But that said, sit with the emotions that are coming up. They may also be related to relationship, because there's a lot of planets right now in your relationship sign, where that literally means what's going on in your partnership or what's happening in your day-to-day. But this is a call for you to open up, to find your vulnerability, to look at themes around trust, power, and control. And it's something that's going to be very specific for you, but it needs some inner reflection. Libra, so lots going on in your life. We just had that lunar eclipse in your sign on March 25th. So if you're born in the beginning of Libra, you've been in the spotlight. Venus is your planet, and it's actually beginning to wrap up its time in Pisces. There's been a lot of planets in Pisces, so maybe on some level by extension, there's been a lot of things going on in your life. Maybe some of those things have been focused on your health, your wellness, your day-to-day life, getting things in order, getting things cleaned up, cleaned out. Maybe you're feeling a bit of spring cleaning. Maybe it's been projects, maybe it's been work. But this part of your life, it's been to really come back into control of the day-to-day details of your life. But that narrative is beginning to shift, although Saturn's there. It's another conversation for another video. But Venus is actually on April 5th going to go into Aries. Aries is your relationship sign. So here's the thing, Libra, think back to October. What was going on? Maybe even in September, but particularly October, because that's when you had the eclipse on April 14th in your sign. I can sort of rattle off a list of Libra risings in my head, whether they are clients, whether they are friends, and they've all typically had big life milestones, whether it's a move, whether it's a baby, whether it's a marriage. It's for you to see what is the story in your life right now. Venus changing signs doesn't just talk about you and the narrative changing, or at least going into this time that focuses more on relationships and new beginnings, but it activates a story that has been with you since last year. Relationships come in all different forms, but this part of the chart talks about the necessity to socialize, to create partnership and connection. Of course, one of the extensions of that is serious partnership, committed relationship, two people living together, in some cases even marriage. So that dynamic time could show up as a start of a relationship, sometimes two people moving in, sometimes people getting married, sometimes the start of a family, maybe it's another milestone in a couple's life, and in some cases, the end of a relationship. So it's for you to see what is going on in your life right now. Scorpio, Mars is your planet, so it's still in Pisces along with four other planets. It is a lot of planets in a sign in your astrology that talks about self. Let me explain. There's self on a very sort of rudimentary level. It is your power, your drive, your sense of individuality. And then there's self in the sense of like what makes you you. In all 13.8 billion years, yes, since the beginning of our universe, there is only one you. When you die, God forbid, but you know, you Scorpio, you know that that's going to happen someday, you cannot be duplicated. Of course, there can be other people who are like you, but there's only one you. So I'm saying that because the fifth is the place. We got Saturn there, we got Mars until the end of April, Venus until the end of the week, and even Neptune, is that there's these bigger questions that are happening around who are you? What are your gifts? What are your talents? What are your abilities? I don't care if you're really great at organizing the sock drawer. I don't care if you're artistic, but to really find your creativity, talents, gifts, and abilities, it is to take the spark that lives inside of you and put it into something. But we have to come back to that spark, and we live in a world where it's very easy to lose that spark. And so if you're burnt out, Scorpio, how do you reinvigorate? How do you get the flame back? How do you get your groove back? How do you get your passion, your joy, and then by extension, how do you get your creativity back? So there's that element, but then Aries for you is the sign of health and wellness. It talks about everything that you need to do on a day-to-day level. It's your systems, it's your routines, but it's also a space where you're looking at work and sort of work-life balance, service to other people. And with that Libra eclipse that we had on March 25th, you're looking at the divide between your human life, your day-to-day human life, and something bigger. How do you find the balance? How do you find the balance between heaven and earth? That said, for some Scorpios, this is a time to really focus on your health, your wellness, to put things in order, to make positive changes. If it's not health and wellness, it could be projects. You're starting a project, especially with that Aries solar eclipse. Maybe you're getting your creative flow going so that, especially when Mars goes into Aries at the end of April, you can execute, you can take action, you can start to bring things into reality. So it's not at the same dynamic time as it is for the other signs, but because you are a Mars-ruled sign, in a way, pay attention to these eclipses, Scorpio, because they're trying to open you up to yourself. Sagittarius, so Jupiter is your planet. It's got like a little bit less than two more months left in Taurus. So when you get to the end of this chapter, it's for you to go back and look, like, what is my relationship with health and wellness? What is my relationship with my body? What is my relationship with the day-to-day duties and responsibilities of my life? It has been a time since May of 2023 to really get into the nitty-gritty of your life and to, in some cases, really put a lot of energy into the systems that power your life, sometimes make changes. Jupiter is in the same sign as Uranus. So Jupiter is invigorating a process of change and transformation that has been happening since 2018 and 2019. It's very possible, Sagittarius, that your life looks nothing as it did at the start of 2018. That said, these eclipses for you, they're not sort of, you know, front and center, but in a roundabout way, they are. Aries season, whether it's Venus going to Aries this week, even Mercury turning retrograde, even the eclipse next week, they get into the, and I was talking about this to Scorpio, so maybe listen to Scorpio too. Who are you? That's like a big theme right now for Sagittarius. Who are you? What are your gifts, your talents, your abilities? What lights you up? What motivates you? What gives you joy? If you are burnt out, Sag, how do you get unburnt out? How do you get your flow back? Usually Sagittarius needs a lot of travel. It needs a lot of curiosity. It needs a lot of exploration. Those are the things that typically light a Sagittarius up. Maybe it's storytelling. Maybe Sagittarius just has a lot of opinions to share. That said, it is a major time, regardless of the eclipses, in Sagittarius's life, because Saturn, along with Venus, along with Mars, along with Neptune, are all down in something called your fourth. See how these eclipses also point towards home and family. Whether you are making a change in your household, you're moving, somebody is moving in, somebody is moving out, maybe you're starting a family, maybe this eclipse about pregnancy for those with whom that's relevant. Maybe your family needs more attention right now. Maybe it's a time to really replant yourself in your life. But it's again, it's a major eclipse, and that's not just because it kind of ropes you in. And you know, there's a lot of things going on in April that sort of tick back to to Sagittarius, and I'm sort of, I've said this before, but I'm putting it on your radar again. See what's happening with the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction of April 20th and the days around, because that may be a wild card. That may be something that opens up new opportunities, that might change the narrative, that might, you think you're going this way, you're going that way. Maybe it gives you the energy or the permission to leave the past behind. We will see. So, there you go. Capricorn, this is a big time for you, Capricorn. Maybe you're scratching your head and you're thinking, but I'm not an Aries, I'm not a Libra. True, but Aries and Libra are two major signs in your astrology. Libra is a career sign. Aries is a sign of home and family. Of course, to see how this is relevant to you, but this is probably a very dynamic time. The eclipse last week, or whenever March 25th was, that illuminated your professional life, whether it's your professional life, your public standing, your sense of duty and responsibility. Maybe it's a job change, maybe it's a course change, but it's for you to see what's going on in your life. The eclipse that's on next week, the events of this week are precursors for this eclipse. First, we have Mercury retrograde. It's a need to go back to something from the past, whether it's a past decision, maybe something about family, maybe something that's in a memory, maybe even ancestors as well. Maybe it's a need to communicate something that's typically deep within. Then we have Venus going into Aries, and this sort of leads you up to the eclipse of April 8th, where it says that over the next 6 to 12 months, it is major changes in the household. Whether you move, whether it's something about home and family, whether you remodel, whether you, maybe your family or even your parents, and maybe it's not physical, maybe it's internal, maybe the sense of, connection and family is shifting in some way. Maybe it's deeper than that. Maybe you need to feel like you are home within your life and even home within yourself. All this energy, in a way, is roping you in. You have Saturn, your planet, in the third, Pisces, along with Mars and even Neptune this week. Venus will leave Pisces this week and go into Aries. There's something about using your voice, how you speak, how you communicate, how that has been informed by your family, your parents, your past, your memories, and maybe even needing to find your voice. For some Capricorns, it's also need to look at choices. What are the choices that you're making? What are the past choices that you've been making? Have they been for your greater good? Maybe they've been against your greater good. It's for you to see what's going on in your life, but there's an element of needing to make perhaps some major decisions in your life right now, all in advance of the April 14th, so 2 weeks from now, Mars making a conjunction to Saturn, your planet. It's going to give this overlay in April that there's just something serious about this time. Major decisions, growing up, growing older, growing wiser. It's a transition point in some way, Capricorn. Aquarius. So Saturn is your planet. You hear me say this every week. Saturn's your planet, and it's in Pisces. Got actually a lot of planets in Pisces right now. Saturn is in the same sign as Mars, Venus until the end of this week, and Neptune is there. That is a lot of planets in your sign of money, income, material stability, and material security. It's also the sign of value and worth. See how this is relevant in your life, whether this is a time that's very material, like you're really focusing on your material life, you're making investments, you're making purchases, maybe you're getting property and assets. I know it sounds very basic, but this part of the chart, it really gets into the fundamentalities. As humans, we need basics. We need a roof over our head. We need some form of money or some sort of resource at our disposal. We need to make sure that we take care of the basic necessities. The second is where we really create a strong and material anchor in our life. it's interesting because all these planets in Pisces, Pisces is by its nature an immaterial sign. It's very spiritual. So it just says that on some level, it's to make sure that your material life matches your internal or spiritual life. It's not to necessarily have money for money's sake, but money to support something, money to create an anchor towards the things that you actually value, for example. That said, the eclipse on April 8th is getting into voice communication, how you think and listen and learn, how you speak. Do people hear you? Do you see the value or feel the value of what you have to say? Maybe it's about your education. Maybe it's a time to invest in your education or invest in using your voice more, speaking, communicating. Again, it's for you to see how this shows up in your life. This is not necessarily the major eclipses like it is for the other signs, but in a way it ropes you in because Mars, the ruler of the April 8th solar eclipse, is right next to you, Saturn. So we will talk more about this next or 2 weeks from now when Mars and Saturn get together on April 14th, but it sort of says that maybe on some level, April is a big month for you. Finally, Pisces. Pisces, so Jupiter is your planet. You got two more months until Jupiter leaves Taurus. And then you're gonna, and I know I've said this before, but it's just important to say it again, that you're gonna find that the second half of the year is a bit different than the first. When Jupiter changes signs on, I think, the 25th of May, it brings you into a time in your astrology where the focus is more about really creating some stability, some anchorage in your life, focusing on home, focusing on household, maybe, you know, preparing for a move, maybe some sort of transition point. You know, it's a big time in Pisces' life, and not because of the eclipses per se, but I know I've said this before, but you got Saturn in your sign, and Saturn will be in Pisces until February of 2026. It's a lot of heavy lifting for your sign at the moment. It's to do the right thing, be accountable, be the grown-up, to take on responsibility, to really individuate, to stand on your own two feet. So the narrative around Saturn's time in Pisces changes after May, end of May, and then starts to talk about home and family. Right now, it's more talking about the choices that you've been making, maybe travel, maybe education, weighing your options. But that's not even the eclipse. The eclipse is in a money space for you. So Aries is your second sign, money, income, material stability, and security. So maybe on some level, you're looking at spending, you're thinking about what's of value, what's of worth, maybe you're doing some financial planning, looking at estate, looking at benefits, looking at a partner's income, all around creating more material stability in your life. Especially as you go into the second half of the year with a lot of this money influence, maybe you're making purchases for the home, maybe you're purchasing property, maybe you're purchasing a home. It's for, again, for you to see how this is relevant in your life. But these eclipses do have a material and financial overtone that takes you into the next 6 months and even into the beginning of 2025. So that is your look at the astrology of this week, April 1st through 7th, 2024. So again, my name is Katie Sweetman, and this has been your look at the astrology. And you know, we'll see what's going on with these eclipses. So stay grounded, stay present with yourself, and with so many planets in Pisces, don't forget to create some time for yourself to look inward, to cultivate your intuition, to find your spirituality, and for some of us to really let go. So you can follow me online at empoweringastrology.com. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Spotify, I'm on YouTube. You can sign up for my newsletter, and you can even book a consultation with me if you're like, where are these eclipses happening in my astrology? You know, I do one-on-one consultations. So until next week, take care. Bye-bye.